MGCB expands Don't Regret the Bet website with new prevention tools. The Michigan Gaming Control Board has launched an expanded Don't Regret the Bet website during Problem Gambling Awareness Month. The update gives players, families, and operators a stronger set of tools for understanding gambling risk and finding support as online access continues to grow. The refreshed platform adds new educational content, clearer prevention guidance, and improved access to confidential help services. It also introduces a stronger youth-focused section, reflecting increasing concern about early exposure to gambling behavior. New tools focus on risk, prevention, and support. The updated website builds on the state's existing responsible gaming campaign by making key information easier to find and easier to use. New pages explain the warning signs of problem gambling, outline common risk factors, and direct visitors to confidential support resources. There is also a new emphasis on people surrounding the gambler, not just the gambler themselves. The site now includes dedicated guidance for friends and family members who may be worried about someone close to them. According to the board, the platform has also been redesigned with improved mobile accessibility and more streamlined navigation, making it simpler for people to reach support quickly rather than getting lost in menus or generic information pages. A wider push during Problem Gambling Awareness Month. The timing is deliberate. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month, when regulators, treatment groups, and advocacy organizations often increase public messaging around gambling harm and early intervention. The Michigan Gaming Control Board said the website refresh reflects a broader commitment to public education at a time when gambling opportunities are expanding across the state. Online gambling, in particular, has made betting more accessible, and officials say that convenience has also contributed to growing demand for support services. Responsible gaming starts with awareness and access to reliable information, said Henry Williams, executive director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board. By expanding our website, we are making it easier for Michiganders to understand the risks associated with gambling and to connect with help if they need it. That is a simple point, but an important one. Many people do not seek help because they are unsure what problem gambling looks like, or because they are not ready to speak to someone face to face. A website can lower that barrier. The move follows earlier campaign expansions targeting school communities, as the regulator continues to widen its responsible gaming reach. Youth prevention moves closer to the center. One of the most notable additions is a new youth gambling prevention section. This part of the site is aimed at parents, educators, and community leaders, and it includes research-based material on how early exposure can shape later behavior. The board highlighted data showing that children introduced to harmless betting by age 12 are 4 times more likely to develop problem gambling patterns later in life. It also cited research from the Economic and Social Research Institute showing that people who gambled before age 18 were nearly twice as likely to experience problem gambling as adults. That makes the issue feel less abstract. For many families, casual betting can look like a joke, a game, or a rite of passage. The site tries to challenge that assumption before it hardens into a long-term risk. To support that effort, the updated platform includes prevention tools, conversation guides, and practical advice designed to help adults talk about gambling earlier and more confidently. Free access and a broader message. The Don't Regret the Bet website remains free to access and open to anyone seeking information about gambling risks, safer play, or treatment options. Direct links to the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline remain part of the site, along with updated FAQs and prevention resources. For the state, the expanded platform is both a public service tool and a signal. Michigan is not only regulating gambling growth, it is also trying to build a more visible support structure around it. For players, that means easier access to information before things spiral. For families, it means more guidance on how to intervene. And for operators, it is another reminder that responsible gaming now sits much closer to the center of the public conversation than it once did.